We come now to our Old Testament reading for tonight, which will be our preaching text for this evening. And we're looking in Isaiah chapter 26, found on page 625 in the Pew Bible. 625, Isaiah chapter 26. Okay, and we're going to begin reading at verse 1. Follow along in your Bibles, please. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God will appoint salvation for walls and bulwarks. Open the gates that the righteous nation which keeps the truth may enter in. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Now let's go on down to verse 12. Lord, you will establish peace for us, for you have also done all our works in us. O Lord our God, masters besides you have had dominion over us, but by you only we make mention of your name. They are dead, they will not live. They are deceased, they will not rise. Therefore you have punished and destroyed them and made all their memory to perish. You have increased the nation, O Lord. You have increased the nation. You are glorified. You have expanded all the borders of the land. Lord, in trouble they have visited you. They poured out a prayer when your chastening was upon them. As a woman with child is in pain and cries out in her pains, when she draws near the time of her delivery, so have we been in your sight, O Lord. We have been with child. We have been in pain. We have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not accomplished any deliverance in the earth, nor have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Your dead shall live. Together with my dead body they shall arise. Awake and sing, you who dwell in dust. For your dew is like the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Come, my people, enter your chambers and shut your doors behind you. Hide yourself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation is past. For behold, the Lord comes out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth will also disclose her blood and will no more cover her slain. In that day, the Lord with his severe sword, great and strong, will punish Leviathan, the fleeing serpent. Leviathan, that twisted serpent, and he will slay the reptile that is in the sea. And all God's people said. To understand chapter 26, it's important we go back to chapter 25 that we had looked at a few weeks ago. There he repeats this phrase, on this mountain. Several times in chapter 25, he makes reference to on this mountain. And as we saw at that time, it's a reference to God accomplishing there in the vicinity of Jerusalem the great redemptive promise that he had made to his people. It's a reference in the Old Testament here, this prophecy, to the cross of Jesus Christ. He tells us that on this mountain, in this place, at this time, in this event, where Christ carries out his great redemptive works that we've been looking at on Sunday morning, he says death will be swallowed up by Jehovah. It is on this mountain, in this event of the cross and resurrection of Christ, death itself is swallowed up, is defeated. He also tells us God's covenant people will be given the food of everlasting life. And he says that the enemies of God and of his people will be put down forever. This is what is accomplished by the redemptive work of Christ, the cross and the resurrection of Christ, his death for his people. All that the elect have waited for throughout history, as far as God coming to redeem his people, has been fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ and in the new covenant. And in that day, and that's where chapter 26 picks up, in that day of the on this mountain event, which again is Christ's death and resurrection, in that day when Christ accomplishes his work of redemption by dying and rising again, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. As you study through the application of these prophecies,